Hi, and welcome back to Represent. I'm Catherine Schotthofer, and I am super excited for today's edition of the podcast. We have with us Rima Das. Rima was the filmmaker who created India's official Oscar entry for a foreign language film this year, a film called Village Rockstars, which you should guys should all go look for. And we also have with us Sharanya Nayak. She is a filmmaker from Calcutta, and she is currently pursuing a master's degree at USC Film School. So I'm honored to be here with these two amazing, brilliant, creative women. And we're just going to have a conversation today about Rima's filmmaking journey. So, Sharanya, why don't I hand it over to you to ask some questions?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. And I'm super excited to be able to talk to Rima today.
And I'm super excited too, Catherine. Thanks, both of you. It's my honor too.
Thank you.
So, Rima, I watched your film.
You did?
I think last week at USC, and I was completely blown away by the experience. So firstly, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to watch your beautiful piece of work.
Thank you so much. It's all my pleasure, so mine.
So I think my first question to you would be that, having followed your work for a while, I see that your films are very deeply connected to your roots in Assam, and which is why they have this very authentic portrayal of the society around you. So I wanted to ask if that was an organic sort of experience which you wanted to represent, or was it a conscious decision to make films about the society you grew up in, or was it something that just happened as you started on your filmmaking journey?
It's all actually together, because it was a conscious decision, because I was inspired and motivated, because I born and brought up in that village, and I'm living in a city, Mumbai, almost 10 years now, and living in cities quite different. So when I was back to my village and to shoot my first film, that time also I didn't realize it, but slowly when I met these beautiful children in my village, and when I saw them performing in a local gathering with fake instruments, with so much energy and positivity. They are not cursing their destiny, but they are just happy, whatever they have with limited resources. They know that they cannot buy real instruments, but still they are celebrating life, living in deprivation. That inspired me. So that way nowadays, you can see like how most of the people, mostly in cities, they are living, and the kids also, and their connection with nature. So looking at everything, it was my conscious decision that I should tell the story to the world, how these children, their innocence and their dreams and connection with nature, everything is so important, and how children are so beautiful that they can dream if they are from like city or from a village or poor, rich, it just not matters. So it was a conscious decision, and it's a self-realization.
And it really comes across in the film. And I think you've been very successful in capturing the lives of these children and bringing us so close to them. I think my follow-up question would be, how important do you think it is for a director to have a personal stake in the stories they make? I speak to a lot of friends sometimes who say that you cannot tell a story unless you have personally experienced it. But then I see so many directors who tell stories, whether it be in the magic realism genre, or science fiction, or things which have never happened. And would you consider making something that is outside your experience? And if so, how would you prepare for this, that kind of a film?
Yeah, why not? Like, it is all about this. Finally, it's art, you know. Art, it cannot be, you cannot say it has to be always, you know, realistic, or you cannot dream or imagine something outside. You can just do it. But it is, as a filmmaker, when I watch a movie, and as a filmmaker, I think you have to convince me. It can be any characters, you know, you're from imagination. It can be Spider-Man, Batman, anything like it. But you have to convince me. You have to take me. When I'm watching it, you just have to take me there, you know. So it's nothing like that. And any art form, you have to be, you know, it is a like a collaboration. It is like, it is from your experience, and it might not be, and world is big, you know. Maybe you cannot experience everything, but you can go beyond.
Thank you. Watching Village Rockstars, I noticed that your camera work has a very observational style, and it's very realistic, and at the same time it's also very poetic in some ways. So it's not something you see in a lot of mainstream feature films, which it's scripted, but it looks like a documentary in many ways. So is this a style you would like to continue in the future?
It's nothing like that. It also depends on the story. What story you are saying, it also depends on that. And although it's a fictional story, but representing real characters, you know. And I don't want to be away from the lifestyle, culture, and beauty from that land. It should be somewhere. So that's the reason I followed like that. It just a connection. It is just the characters and the land, and it is. And if I do some, maybe my story is different, then my style may be different. But for this particular film, I thought like this will give that like kind of that real feeling, and like people will connect more if I. It's not that I thought, because I'm not from a film school, I never saw it like it's a documentary or this style or that style. It was just I was following my intuition, and so that I can connect myself. I thought if I connect to the story and my characters and to this land, then other like audience will also connect. It was, that's it, like.
That makes so much sense to me, because sometimes I think we box ourselves in with all these genres and rules. And so I would love to hear you elaborate a little more about the pre-production process and all the things that you had to do before you could begin shooting the film, because it is amazing to me how you created this as a one-woman crew. And I remember you said after the screening that it was the children who inspired you day after day. But if you could tell us a little more about the pre-production.
Pre-production, again, like there was not such pre-production, only kind of writing the story, characters, and seeing everything. The colors, mostly what they are going to wear, you know, it should blend. There are like, because it's fiction, I cannot take that liberty also. I looked at as a whole, as a painting. So, and since I didn't have a crew, so it just like I knew, okay, these are my scenes. So every day, kind of, it is not like. And I shot this film almost 150 days in 4 years, 3.5, 4 years. So I didn't have such kind of a pre-production. Whenever I am ready, you know, okay, these are the scenes I want to shoot. So accordingly, I used to plan it. Mm-hmm. It is not like, okay, 20 days I need to finish it or something. It was not like that. And I considered this film as my film school.
Yeah.
So it is also learning and discovering, you know. Yeah, mm-hmm. by doing it, right. Seeing it. So it was everyday kind of a, mm-hmm. so nothing like very planned, you know.
So there were some details in there that I just want to make sure the people that are listening picked up on. So tell me again, how big was your crew?
I, myself and my cousin sister, she is studying in college that time. So she started helping me. And later on, the children who acted in the film, they also become part of the crew.
And to me, that was one of the most striking things. I mean, aside from just how beautiful the film was when I saw it, but when we saw those credits roll, it was Rima Das, you know, doing everything from the cinematography to the wardrobe yourself. And I think for me, that was something so impressive to be able to take on all those roles. But also, I think for a lot of the people that are listening, you know, they may be in a place where they don't have a whole crew that they can pull together for film that they want to make. And to me, the call to action that comes out of that is you don't need to wait until you have a crew. You can make your film.
I can say that from my experience, yes, if you really want to say something, just say it. You don't need to wait. Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So that just, since you mentioned that this process was like a film school for you, would you recommend film school to aspiring filmmakers, or would you recommend the learning by doing process which you went through?
No, it's like I didn't get that opportunity to go to film school because I'm born and brought up from I'm from that village. My father, he's a teacher. He always wanted me to like take jobs like kind in teaching profession or doctor or engineer kind of. So I'm not from that kind of. I'm always telling that I'm from a background where like films are just to be like not to be made to be watched. So I didn't get that opportunity. So I don't say but although I have not gone to film school, but watching films, I learned watching films, all like masters. So that helped me. If I couldn't watch this like great filmmakers, maybe I couldn't have made this film. So that way, although I am not from film school, I was watching films and learning. So it's nothing like that. Like if you are getting opportunity, just go there. But always I will tell one thing, that you should always believe in yourself. So, you know, you should believe it is your vision. If you are going to film school or not, it is your story. It is your dream, you know. So follow that. You should not like get too much influenced. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. So since you mentioned that you've learned from the work of great directors, and what are some of your favorite films which have inspired you?
Lots of films. And I, again, because I'm not from film school, I didn't get opportunity to watch like all the films I wanted to watch. But I saw like Tarkovsky, Mirror, like Persona, then Bagman's film, Terence Malik, Majid Majidi, many like films, and even from India, Satyajit Ray's Pathar Panchali also, you know, when I saw it, I felt like mainly when I saw Iranian films,
yeah.
And because it's so simple, I thought, you know, India is very huge and Bollywood industry is huge and mostly big films. So when I actually started watching these films, Iranian films, then I thought, okay, like I can go back to my village and make movies. It's like simple way also you can tell story. So these are the, I think, filmmakers inspired me.
Yeah, I remember when I watched Children of Heaven, I realized it's just a story about these two school children and
so
their shoes.
Nicely,
I mean,
and yes.
So that brings me to my next question. So since you, once you completed production on your film, since you were the only person pretty much working on this, how did you then go about distributing it? How did you make decisions on where to send it to festivals? Or how did you make sure that people would see this film?
It's all together. You know, you have to study. It is not that I just thought, okay, let's make a movie. And no, I studied everything. Mm-hmm. I studied the market also. And I studied also what kind of story will be universal, because I always wanted to make movies which is go beyond, mm-hmm. you know, like which is international, like, and it has also market values. So I am traveling to market in Cannes and other few places. And I just researched, you know, how you need to, which are the festivals, when this festival submission starts, who are the programmers. And although till now, because all this Village Rocksters, it premiered in Toronto. Next film, Bulbul Can Sing, also premiered in Toronto, mm-hmm. Busan, then AFI. Mm-hmm. So it's, you have to know. And because I made three films and I'm the solo producer, so it was not like I'm making just movies aimlessly, knowing nothing. No, you have to aware about mm-hmm. Why you are doing it, mm-hmm. who are the people going to watch. And although I experimented, right, like it, I tried to say my voice in a different way, but I was aware, like I was in a workshop in Cannes, producer's workshop, and there, like, I don't remember his name, but he said that you have to eat local and think global. Mm-hmm. So I remember that. So that, like, we are human beings and the emotions is universal. So you have to also, it's a craft. Finally, whatever you are making, it's a craft.
Yeah.
Yes,
for sure. Thank you. Thanks for telling us about that, because often it's difficult to think of, now I've made this film, what do I do next? I'm going to ask...
For you, it is easier, I think, much easier.
I believe so.
Yeah, of course, because I started from there, from mm-hmm. nothing. But for you, I think you got this beautiful opportunity mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. All my best wishes to you.
Thank you so much. I would ask a related question on that note, actually, which is a personal question, I'd say. I'll ask it for myself. So one thing I sort of struggle with sometimes, I mean, I love the fact that I was able to come to this film school and that it accepted me and that I have so many resources now at my disposal. But at the same time, I believe that the films I want to make are completely connected to the Indian landscape and the Indian society, because that is where I have grown up and that is what inspires me the most. Sometimes I feel like I can't think anywhere else. So often I feel as though if I spend 3 years here, then going back, it would be difficult to reconnect with the society I left behind. And I feel sometimes for a director, it's very important to be immersed in the society you want to represent. Was it hard for you to reconnect when you went back to your village from the city?
Or like you never forget in your childhood, if you learn cycling and swimming, I don't mm-hmm. think you will. It is just you are there. I am also living in Mumbai, but I don't think if your connection is very strong, you don't need to fear about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it will, you just learn the craft and you go back and you mm-hmm. contribute. Yeah. That's it, I think.
Yeah, that's good to know. So, finally, I'd say, what would be the most crucial pieces of advice you would offer to young women filmmakers today, considering that they have to navigate their path in a very male-dominated industry, which is often not very accepting?
Stop complaining and just do it. We are so blessed nowadays, like you can shoot your movie with your mobile also. Then why complaining? So you just make it happen, and the whole world is there to support and greet you. So I never looked at it. Of course, yes, you can say male dominated, and I'm from India, but somewhere you have to be courageous and brave to get out of all these like things and just above all these things and just do it. Many women they proved also. So just do it, and definitely they will admit. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's it.
So Rima, what's next for you?
I want to keep making movies. I just keep, so many ideas keep coming. So I just want to break my own boundaries and want to try different kind of movies.
That's great. And I wish I could tell you guys to race out and see Village Rock Stars, but the upcoming screening, which is the MoMA's Contender Series, and we believe that Village Rock Stars is the first Indian film to play in that really prestigious screening series. It's sold out, so you guys can't go see it yet. But you can follow it on Twitter at Village Rock Film and find it on Facebook. And Sharanya, tell us what's next for you.
We hope that we get the U.S. distribution also for Village Rock Stars.
Absolutely. Yes. So if any of you distributors are listening.
Thank you.
Okay. So what's next for me? Well,
what are you working on?
Right now I'm working on 3 different projects for the next semester, which is going to be a very intense semester because we work as a trio and each trio functions as a film company. So I'm required to produce one film, direct one film, and do cinematography and production design on a third film. So there is a lot of work to do, and it's a level up from the previous semester. At the same time, I'm also working on some short freelance projects in India to keep that connection. And also, I wasn't able to go home for winter because of all this work. And also, it's very expensive. But hopefully, next semester will go very well. I'm really excited to learn a lot. And then maybe in summer, I can go back and work in India. I mean, that would be amazing.
Awesome.
Best wishes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you both so much for joining us today. If you have any questions, as usual, just tweet us at @representbyOMV and we'll try to pass them on to these wonderful filmmakers and get them answered for you. Thank you so much again.
Thank you
so much. Thank you. Pleasure.